Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, you'll hear light French songs in celebration of Bastille Day, the French National Day, La Fête Nationale, Le 14 juillet, the 14th of July, all of which commemorate the storming of the Bastille in 1789. But we'll leave history now for some of the unknown songs of the Third Republic between 1871 and 1914, also known as La Belle Époque. Some of these composers are forgotten, but their salon songs still have the quality and melody to enchant. We'll begin with Chabrier's Les Cigales of 1889, The Crickets, and follow that with César Franck's Nocturne, written in 1884.
Thank you.
two fine songs from La Belle Époque in the Singing and Other Sins celebration of France's Independence Day. First, we heard Charbier's Les Cigales, and then César Franck's Nocturne, both sung by Susan Graham with Malcolm Martineau, the pianist. The next set will include more obscure composers, Émile Palladil and Benjamin Godard. First, Palladil's most sung melody, Psyché, or Psyche, and then Godard's Viens, Come. Thank you. Two beautiful French salon songs, first Paladil's Psyché or Psyche, and then Godard's Viens or Come. The tenor was John Mark Ainsley and the pianist Graham Johnson. Benjamin Godard is one of those composers who wrote beautiful music that is more or less forgotten in our time. Let's hear one of Godard's instrumental works, chosen by Dennis Moore. This is the Village Scene for Orchestra.
Thank you.
Godard's village scene was played by the Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Kirk Trevor. You are listening to Singing in Other Sins, and we'll continue in this Bastille Day presentation with more of the lighter French songs of La Belle Époque. From 1872, we'll hear Souvenir by Edouard Lalot. And then from the year 1876, Jules Massenet, Si tu veux, mignon, if you would like, mignon.
Nous nous souviendrons. mignonne, si tu veux, mignonne.
Just now we heard Massenet's Si tu veux, mignon, if you would like, mignon. And the first song of the set was Souvenir by Lalo. Stephen Varco was the baritone and Graham Johnson played piano. The next song, written in 1882, really is a full-fledged art song, or in French, a mélodie. Henri Duparc was the composer, and Le Comte de Lille, the poet of Fidèle. This is a frank and sexy song, telling of a guy waiting for his girlfriend Fidèle, and she was worth the wait.
Oh,
The ecstatic Fidèle of Du Parc was sung by Nora Gubisch with Alain Altinoglu piano. Remember that we're celebrating Bastille Day, so here's a work more associated with France than any other. La Marseillaise is certainly well known and represents the French Revolution. But do you know who composed it? His name is Claude Joseph Rouget de Lisle. He was actually an engineer in the French army and doesn't really have any other claim to fame but the French national anthem. We heard it performed by the Detroit Symphony Orchestra with Paul Paré conducting. Let's get back to the mélodie of Singing in Other Sins with La Procession, The Procession by César Franck, written in 1888. A simple religious poem telling of the procession of the host moving across the fields, dignified and solemn.
Antique.
That was the Serious Procession of Franck with Stephen Varco and Graham Johnson. When Susan Graham recorded songs of Reynaldo Hahn, Sony named the album La Belle Époque, the subject of this Bastille Day edition of Singing and Other Sins. Let's enjoy some of these Reynaldo Hahn songs that were certainly written during La Belle Époque.
Thank you.
Ah, Cloris, to Cloris. Le Rossignol des Lilas, the Nightingale of the Lilies. And Si mes vers avaient des ailes, three Han songs performed by Susan Graham with Roger Vignoles. The final song is his most famous, If My Words Had Wings of a Bird, and Han was just 12 years old when he composed it. He composed in many other genres, so let's hear what Dennis chose of his piano music. Works by Han, composed in 1892, and certainly part of La Belle Époque, and they were played by Cristina Arellano. Early works of Debussy also qualify in both the year they were written and their sound for La Belle Époque status.
Ooh.
Celebrating Bastille Day on Singing and Other Sins with songs written between the years 1871 and 1914, often referred to as La Belle Époque. Three early Debussy songs with Elie Ameling and Gérard Souzet with Dalton Baldwin at the piano. On this Bastille Day edition of Singing and Other Sins, the only radio program in the world that features art song, or as the French say, mélodie, we've been celebrating the Independence Day of France. Next week, tune in for songs that have been inspired by the beautiful poetry of Plutarch. And if you want to hear a program from the past, you can find a link to the Singing and Other Sins archive at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.